Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah. Lush Radio. Yo, we on Lush, are we live right now? Hello. Yeah, you know it's an exclusive show, it's my favorite show. Ha ha. Knowledge. Yo, Lushy, the inventor. Yep. One can do it better. Breaking down the norm from January to December. No showing for pretenders. Exclusive for its members. Coming live and direct. Distributed and sold by vendors. Okay. Street bloom. The women's views. The boys is what? Tell them what the people choose. Breaking down barriers and exposing fools. Lushy Lush Radio. Messing the game like Pro Tools.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, shutting it down each and every day. You know what I'm saying? Each and every Wednesday, I give you nothing but the exclusive, hottest interviews worldwide. DMV stand up, worldwide stand up. It's your girl, Lush, live in the building, doing my 1-2. Before I get into it, I got to send a shout out to Exclusive Fashion and First, Mr. P. Did It. It's the front cover man, your man Polo, doing his 1-2. If it's not exclusive, it's not fashion. Shout out to DJ Finesse doing his 1-2. Ace Diamond, Game Face, get your game face on. Shout out to my street queens. We shutting it down each and every Thursday. I want to send a shout out to Jennifer Hudson's family, you know, going through that tragic state. You know, it saddens me that people in America is still doing these crazy stuff, man. You know what I mean? But, you know, we doing our 1-2 today, man. I'm saying today we is going to have one of the hottest custom designers live in the building. Des from Fly Kicks, man. Custom sneaker designer is doing her 1-2, straight independent, 23, beautiful, artistic young lady is shutting it down, straight out of NY, NY stand up, Jersey stand up. Doing the 1-2, man. Y'all need to log on and check this out. Get your pens and your pads, because you know we're getting you nothing but the hottest exclusive stuff live on Lush Radio. You know what I'm saying? We're going to give her the welcome clap. The welcome clap. Yeah. We got your girl. Your girl Dez live in the building. What's the deal, Dez?
What's going on?
You know, I had to give you the introduction claps, you know what I mean? That's what it is, man. Before we get into our 1-2, man, you got to go ahead and pay your bills, send your shout-outs, do your 1-2.
I'm going to give a shout-out to the heavens for putting me here. My right and left-hand man, Kev, you already know what it is, baby. My parents for always holding me down, all my fam in Jersey and in New York. Solidify, continue making those beats, baby. Make sure you check out his MySpace, Solidify Sounds, Dunk Exchange, Dave Jeff of Fly Clothing, Polo Exclusive Fashion and First for introducing me to Miss Lushy Lush, and of course, Lush Radio. Soul Food NYC, all the customizers and artists worldwide, continue being young, motivated, and fly.
That's what it is, man. Just paid the bills. Got to put a stamp on that one.
Yeah.
So, man, let's get into it, Miss Des. You're 23 years old, right?
Yeah.
Or you're 23 years old, doing your 1-2. You just recently had a birthday that just passed, right?
Yeah, Monday. I just turned 23.
That's what it is, man. Happy belated birthday, man. Live
Thank
on
you.
Lush Radio. doing your 1-2. So let's get into it, man. You out here doing your thing. What inspired you to become an artist? Because you do custom sneakers, but at the same time, you are a serious artist. What made you get into art?
I was always into it in high school. I made the headbands and the shirt, you know, the paper the yearbook and all that good stuff. And I just wanted to just take it to another level, you know, use a different type of canvas. I'm not one to draw. If you ever look at any of my work, it's not really animated. It's more abstract and focused on the art itself. So, I mean, I've just been inspired by so many things, from graffiti to Vincent Van Gogh paintings, to everything that surrounds me. So it's just so much motivation in everything that I see.
That's what it is. It's is there, because I know it's a lot of people that do custom kicks, but you know what makes Fly Kicks different from any other people, any other person out here that's doing their custom kicks? Explain that to us.
Well, with me, I basically go with what pops into my head. I'm not worried about being safe or trying to keep up with trends or what's hot and what's not. I basically, you know, I look at the sneaker, get a flash of the design, and kind of run with it. So I think that sets me aside from different people, that I create based on what I feel, what I'm listening to, from music to what I see. And a lot of other customizers, they try to go with what's hot. They don't really create something that is a reflection of themselves as an artist. And I think I do that. So I'm not saying that I'm hotter than them or they're hotter than me. I just try to set myself aside from who they are. So I just want to kind of be in my own little box.
That's what's up. How did you get connected with Mr. Polo of Exclusive Fashion and Furs, man?
Oh, he came across some of my work on MySpace. At first I was like, well, I don't know, dude, you know what I mean? Let me check out his work. But when I really seen that he was doing it, and he was a good dude at the end of the day, and after we conversated, it was nothing but love, and I was like, definitely. So he always kept me updated on what was going on, and, you know what I mean, kind of kept me in tune with the world when I was on the different coast. He always let me know, gave me a phone call like, yo, this is what's going on over here. You need to be a part of that. And it kind of just helped me to stay on top of my game.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is. With the sneaker game, are you gonna just steady like stay like later on in the future? Are you gonna like stay with the kicks, or are you gonna branch out and do other things like clothing and stuff like that? Or are you just gonna just stay focused on just the kicks?
I'm focused on sneakers. Like, I really like doing the customs and kind of being able to have an outlet into that. As far as the clothing go, I'm always willing to do collaboration with people who already have their own clothing lines. But right now, I'm definitely just kind of focused on just kind of getting my designs out there and eventually being able to be the template for a big corporation. You know what I mean? Just kind of being an outline, that blueprint of what they need.
Well, you know another thing, right? You are a beautiful female, a young lady, right? So you never thought about modeling, or have you ever modeled before?
It's too much pressure with that. I can't deal with people telling me what I can and cannot eat or what type of weight I got to be. It's too much pressure in that. So I just like to think of it like me being my own model. I get to model my own sneaker. So instead, when people walk past me and they're like, oh, who made the sneaker? I'm like, yo, I'm the girl behind the kicks. It's me. You know what I'm saying? So I guess, you know, I got to stay in shape like all the women, like you, hosting the radio show. I definitely got to make sure I stay in shape and do my thing so I look good while I'm rocking sneaks.
That's what it is. So who is Dez, the woman behind the sneaker? Who is Dez?
I'm complicated. I'm passionate. I'm crazy. I'm cool. I'm just a real laid-back type of person, but I'm very opinionated. I always say what's on my mind, but I think I'm just chill. Like, if anybody know me, they know I'm always on my cool. There's no need to stress. I try to keep my life stress-free. So I'm just, you know, just one of them, just relaxed. Lay back and let's have fun and enjoy life. Enjoy the days that come.
That's what it is, man. So where exactly can we view some of these kicks, these hot, crazy designs that you got out there, y'all?
You can check me out on MySpace. I'm also featured on a couple of other sneaker websites, like sneakerwebsites.com. I got a page up on there. I'm working on getting my own website up, so people can contact me directly and check out my links directly. So, I mean, I'm just trying to be a little bit everywhere.
It is. That's what it is, man. So, being a female in the industry, you know what I'm saying, in the shoe industry, do you face a lot of competition with the males out there, you know, as being a female? Do you feel sometimes it's like predominantly male? How do you feel about the whole industry in regards to customizing sneakers, man?
It's definitely a lot of men in the game that's been customizing for a while. And there's a lot of women out there, too, and especially if they've been out there for a long time. When you get some new meat in the game, it's kind of like, okay, let's see what they got going on. But as far as me, you know, I just try to go out there and do what I do. I want to stand amongst the men and stand amongst the women. I mean, yeah, I could probably chew some of the women up, but at the end of the day, it's about being able to stand amongst men and stand amongst women, because they're going to go harder. I'm going to go harder. You know, and it's definitely hard being a woman, because I'm chick at the end of the day. If people see me, they be like, well, she makes sneakers. you know, people are kind of taken aback by the things that I do, but I say, look, we are all artists in the game. How we choose to carry ourselves is up to us. So I go up there with my cut-off shirts, you know what I mean, and just kind of be chilling, be like, yo, check out my kicks. I am fly kicks, you know. So it's hard, but I love a competition. I love a challenge, so it's nothing to me.
That's what it is. I want you to hold on and stand fast while I go into a quick commercial, and then we're going to come back and talk more on that. You know, we live on Lush Radio with Dez from Fly Kicks, nothing but the exclusive hot custom kicks straight out of New York, New Jersey, worldwide. Stand up, call in and talk to Dez at 347-826-7722. We going to a quick commercial, man. This is for them crazy cats that call in, man.
I like Banes. I like all kinds of Banes. I like Pinto Banes. I like Black Banes. I like a lot of Banes. Sometimes I eat Banes and they make me fart, or I eat Banes and sometimes do. But I eat Banes. I like Mexican Banes. I love American Banes. I like Banes. Do you like Banes? What kind of Banes you like? But I do like Lush Radio, and I eat Banes. Thank you.
Yeah, this is your girl, Lushy Lush, and I'm just telling you, man, if you want nothing but the exclusive fashion, nothing but custom-made jackets, from furs to shoes to boots, anything you want to make you feel sexy, we have exclusive fashion and furs, yeah. Holla at exclusive fashion and furs at www.myspace.com. Exclusive fashion, the number 4, real. Or www.myspace.com/PotterJah, PotterJah. Or call them at 860-777-6578. And baby, if it's not exclusive, it's not fashion. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everything2.com. Or email them at e2kmagazine@gmail.com, man. It's nothing. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it.
What's up? This is Leticia, and I'm here with Lushy Lush, because she's
hey.
On LushRadioOnline.com.
Yeah, what's good, Lushy Lush? This your dude, Pete Gutter, and you know I'm rocking with you all day, every day at LushRadioOnline.com. Thanks for all the love and support, you heard? One.
Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. I had to pay my bills, but I'm back in the building with your girl, Dez, from Fly Kicks, doing nothing but the business. I got one of the hottest girls in the industry doing a 1-2. Shout out to the people in the chat room, BTR Mindy, live in the building, doing a 1-2, checking out the show, you know what I'm saying, checking y'all out, you know, she doing a 1-2, straight out of New York, Jersey, worldwide, shutting it down, giving you nothing but the custom kicks, man. Dez was live in the building. Did you hear that joint, that commercial with the beans, huh?
Yeah, man. crazy.
Yo, so, I mean, Dez, man, what's the hardest adversity you had to deal with in regards to being in the game, in regards to custom designing and everything like that?
I think a lot of people expect me to be one way. Like, they'll see me online, and they'll just see this, like, you know, this little prissy girl. But when they get around me, they realize, you know, I'm a whole different person. I mean, it's just the picture. You know what I'm saying? So I get around them, and I still maintain being me. I hold my ground. I'm very business-oriented. Like, I like to get down to the business first, and then let's have our fun later. You know, and so when I get out there and I do that, it's like, well, she's a chick. She's a young girl, you know, and they expect me to be one way. So I definitely think it's just being who I am and being very driven that a lot of people, they don't expect that, so they make assumptions about you. And you know what it is. You know how it is when a person makes assumptions about you. They just make an ass out of themselves. So definitely that.
Yeah, man, that's what it is, man. It's you know, everybody has that, like, you know, that pre-perspective and prejudging, you know, don't always judge a book by its cover. Like, right. You know, when listening to me on the radio, they be like, yo, I got to see what this chick look like, yo. They be like, is she butch? What she look like, yo? And they see my hair done, my nails done. They be like, oh, she look like a little prissy girl. Like, if you just judge me on my prissy, you like, oh, she might be stuck up prissy. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, when you smash my voice with her, you like, man, Lush crazy, man. Lush is crazy. She off the hook. And I still got my tomboyism in me a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So that's where a lot comes from. And I know you got your little edgy part, too. You, like, they see you, oh, you a pretty girl and this, that, and the third. But you got your little swag, too, you know what I'm saying? You doing your thing, Des.
Yeah, I try.
You know, the people in the chat room, they telling you, you know, they showing you love and stuff like that. My homeboy, Son of Man, he's a poet. He does his one, too. He has a show. He was saying to send you a shout-out that you his future wife and stuff. You know what I'm saying? But I know you about to drop the news and let him know. Hey, she said she love you, son. But Des, you got to let him know. This for the fellas. I know a lot of y'all can still have crushes. She still like that goofy. She like that goofy love, son. But Des got to break something down. So you break it down to him, son.
Yeah, you know the girls marry and happily married. You know what I mean? I just brought, you know, I like to have my fun, like to conduct my business, but it's business. It's never personal at the end of the day. We can have a nice time and bug out because, you know, we all living. Ain't no reason to be down, but I'm definitely not looking for love. Unless it's a new pair of kicks that you're sending me, that's all the love I need because I got a man, so I'm good.
Yeah, man. Yeah, Des is definitely taken, you know what I'm saying, unfortunately. She is a beautiful young lady, and shout out to hubby back home, you know what I'm saying? Keep taking care of that. That's what it is, huh?
Definitely, hey,
Son of Man wanted to ask you, what is your heritage?
I'm Puerto Rican and black. My mother's from Puerto Rico, and my dad is from the streets. I love my pops, though. He's from Trenton, New Jersey.
That's what it is. A lot of people think you like Indian or something sometimes.
I get Indian, Dominican. Like, people never guess that I'm just a regular black and Puerto Rican type of girl. I'm nothing exotic, something simple, you know. So, yeah, I always get all the other crazy type of stuff, but I'd be like, nah, well, that's what you think, you know. So a lot of people just kind of wonder instead of just asking me, but it's crazy. I love all people though, so it don't matter to me.
So like with the Fly Kicks, what made you come up with Fly Kicks, man? With that name?
Man, like I always say, like when I'm wearing a pair of kicks, I want it to be like the flyest thing walking. So a lot of people be like, oh, your kicks is fly. So I'll be like, yeah, thanks. And I was like, oh man, I gotta make it something crazy. So I just put the words together, Fly Kicks, and I tell people it's one word with a Z. People, a lot of people, you know, messed that up, but it's all good. So, I mean,
that was a direct one, son.
Yeah, definitely. Something quick I thought up and just kind of ran with it.
That's what it is. Who designed your logo? Because it's hot.
I mean, my husband and I designed the logo, so the wings were especially made for me. And then I did everything myself. So it was just like two people just putting something together. It took about a day and a half, and we kind of just put it out there.
So what you do, graphic design yourself too?
No, I just be throwing a whole bunch of stuff together. I seen it, and I knew what I wanted, but don't ask me to draw nothing because I'm not one of those people.
That's what it is. Well, the logo you got for the kicks are hot. So, do you do more? Do you feel like you're more accustomed towards the ladies for the ladies look, or you feel like you versatile, or you focus more on the females?
I think I'm versatile. I cater to all, so I just kind of go with the concept. Sometimes I don't even, when I'm designing, I don't think whether it's going to be for a male or for a female. I just kind of focus on the design and kind of put it out there, and it just so happens that some of the designs that I make that I think a chick will like it over a guy, men will be like, no, I like that. That's hot. That's crazy. And I'll be like, see, I'm getting them from all angles. So I just kind of just create it and just hope, you know what I mean? They'll just be feeling it.
And you know what's funny, right? Because you got the one pair of kicks that have the, like, it look like lips on it, and it's kind of purple, and they kind of high tops, right?
Yeah, Kiss My Kicks. Yeah, that's, I put my lips on there, so I wanted to make it special.
Dang, son, that's kind of juicy. So Kiss My Kicks right there. So Kiss My Kicks, I was actually in a school with a couple of my students. They like to wear little custom kicks and stuff, the little young Johns that be in the school, in the high school. He's like, yo, I wish I had some kicks like that. And so I said, all you got to do is log on to Fly Kicks, man. Shorty's doing one too. For real talk. So, and he was
definitely
a boy, and he really loved the Kiss My Kicks one.
Yeah, I get a lot of guys that actually like it, you know what I mean? And that's definitely a good thing. I think it has a lot to do with the structure of the sneaker. The sneaker is not like a really chick or feminine type of sneaker. It's made for man and made for woman at the same time. So I think definitely it just boils down to the canvas that you choose.
Yeah, that's what it is. We're going to go to a caller real quick.
All right.
Caller, you're live on Lush Radio. What's the business?
Hey, this is Polo. What's happening?
What's the deal, Polo? Mr.
Hey, man. I'm just here checking on, you know, my homegirl, man. I know she's live on the radio doing her 1-2, man, you know, and I just wanted to just congratulate her that, you know, on her 1-2, her being a female in the game, you know, she's doing her 1-2, you know what I mean?
I definitely appreciate that, Polo. I feel the love over here, man.
I mean, hey, man, you know, this is what it is, man. I mean, this is what it's all about out here, man. It's about this advertising and marketing and let the world know that you do exist, man. You know, it's bigger than MySpace, you know what I'm saying? There's a whole other universe out there that you need to touch with that work that you got so phenomenal, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So that's what it is, man. So that's what it is. So that's about it, though, man. I just want to show that love, man. I'll let you get back into, you know, because today's your day to shine. You do your 1-2. You
understand? I definitely appreciate that, Pete. I appreciate it, man.
No doubt. Happy birthday to you. You didn't respond back to me, but happy birthday. I got you.
I've been busy. You know, it's been crazy. I just finished celebrating yesterday.
Okay. Well, shit. I got to get back to work my damn self. Y'all do what y'all want to, and I'll get back at y'all.
All right.
Man, Mr. Exclusive Fashion and First has left the building. That's what it is, man. Man, Polo, if it's not exclusive, it's not fashion. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. Dad, so you know what I'm saying? I know you're like a crazy, like, you know, serious artist when it comes to painting on kicks. What's the difference between painting on a bootleg boot or shoe than buying the actual Nike Air Force One or Dr. What's the difference for when it comes to you as an artist?
It's definitely a big difference, mainly the quality of the sneaker. You see what I'm saying? The integrity of the sneaker. You might get a real Air Force One, and it's going to last you a long time. A bootleg one is going to crease fast, so it's going to mess up the design itself, and then you get blamed for it. Now, just basically, good people deserve good things. So my work is a reflection of me. If I design a bootleg sneaker, that's like basically saying to the sneaker world and the sneakerheads, I don't care what I put my work on. It don't matter to me. You know, so I like to tell people, please bring me authentic sneakers fresh out the box, and I just kind of put it out there like that. You know, when they come to me customizing, I have a preference, so I like to kind of put that out there. If you want good quality work and you want it to last a long time, then you got to go for the good stuff. You got to pay a couple of extra dollars sometimes.
It does, yo. Somebody in the chat room wanted to ask you, yo, what if they gave you some Payless shoes? He's like, Yo, if they gave you the shack.
With Bing, I mean, you got people out there, they say they'll customize on anything. The sneaker is what inspires me to make something hot. So if I get a bullshit sneaker, I'm not going to be inspired by that, you know. So, you know, I have my preference of sneakers, but pay less sneaker just ain't. I'm just not the customizer for that job.
Yeah, that's crazy right there, yo. Yeah. My man said, that joint looked just like the Air Force One, though, son. Comfortable. Oh, man. I got to say, shout out to the chat room, man. Chat room, you know what I'm saying? We love you, man, for real.
I mean, definitely. I appreciate it.
We love you, chat room, you know what I'm saying? Son of man, you know you my homie, right? You know what I'm saying? So definitely y'all need to check out Son of Man, Poetry Jump Off. They doing a 1-2. Check them out, the Hitmen. You know what I'm saying? It's a trademark. It's doing the right thing. Positive people doing the right thing. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my people. You know, and so Dez, I know when it comes to sneakers, right, what is the proper way to rock a custom sneaker from you, man? What's the proper way to rock it?
I say keep it simple. Don't try to go too crazy with it because I'm going crazy with the sneaker. You know what I mean? My job is to make sure it's insane when you walk outside. So I say, you know, I mean, just keep it simple. Make sure your headgear is crazy. If you're a woman, make sure that the pocketbook's on point. You see what I'm saying? So when you rock the kicks, you're not just, don't just throw on a sweatsuit and try to call it a day. Throw on your fitted jeans. Throw on your small shirts. Put on your kicks. Make it look good. You know what I'm saying? And for the men, I mean, look, you ain't got to overdo it for us women. Just keep it simple and make sure your footwork is fresh. Your fitted game is crazy. Your jacket game is insane. And just keep it simple and cool and be on your chill. Never overdo it.
That's what it is, man. There's you doing your 1-2, real talk, man. I'm about to go into another commercial and a quick song, and then we're going to talk about some politics. We're going to see how much you follow politics, man.
Oh, man.
That one, son, done. I'm about to play this thing for, you know what I'm saying, Ace Diamond, DJ Finesse. This is artist right here doing this 1-2. You know what I mean, Ace Diamond. This that club banger is called Blow the Whistle. So for all my peoples, blow the whistle. Watch now.
Yes. Ace Diamond. Yeah. It's a Keith Harris production. Let's go.
I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind.
This should be a penalty.
I'm gonna make a mind.
You should be a penalty. I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind.
You
should be a penalty.
I'm gonna make a mind.
You should be a penalty. What you expect to blow? I leave you breathless. Blow out your candles, ace the death wish. No need for the guns to pop off. I just pop off, you just drop songs. Sound off when I enter the building. You just run and hide all the women and children. I'm goodwill hunting, give them something to toke on. Embracing the old school, something to float on. Ace, diamond, it's your boy, diamond. Some say violent, either way, grind. Yes, ace is not falling, but I'ma pick it up cause hip hop is calling. Now everybody in the club, put your hands high. Feeling pissy, little pissy in your man's high. Now you can hold up the wall if you want to and play cool with your game, but why would you want to?
I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind.
You should be a penalty.
I'm gonna make
you should be a penalty. I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind.
You
should be a penalty.
I'm gonna make you mine.
Now if you want to, I confront you with a little something noose down the bump to. And if I really wanted to slump you, I just hit you with some fire, same thing that the pump do. You just a gump dude looking for fame in the game you know nothing about. Ain't that a shame? But enough about you, I got a job to do. I ain't got no problem with you, I'm just not involving you. Ace, it's your boy, I stay high, keep the chicks high. Yes, darling.
ace is not falling. But things is looking up like the sky is falling. Now everybody in the club hold your drinks high and wave them side to side till I say goodbye. Now you can hold up the wall if you want to and play cool with your game, but I know you don't want to.
I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind,
this should be your penalty. I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind,
this should be your penalty.
I'm gonna make him mine,
this should be your penalty. I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind,
this should be your penalty.
I'm gonna make him mine.
I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind,
this should be your penalty.
I'm gonna make him mine.
This should be your penalty. This is my outro, just so you know. If not, blow the whistle. This is my get loose in the club, great goose in your cup, blow the whistle. This is my outro, just so you know. If not, blow the whistle. This is my get loose in the club, great goose in your cup, blow the whistle. This is my outro, just so you know. If not, blow the whistle.
This interview has been sponsored by Exclusive Fashion and Furs. Remember, if it's not exclusive, then it's not fashion. Call them at 860-777-6578.
We will return to our regularly scheduled program momentarily. Please stay tuned.
Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, shutting it down like I do each and every Wednesday, man, giving you nothing but the exclusive, hottest interviews. I got your girl, Miss Dez, live in the building, worldwide, New York, Jersey, stand up. We doing our 1-2 live in the building on Lush Radio. She got nothing but the hottest custom kicks, man, from little girls and little boys to grown men to grown women. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, she's bringing swagger totally back, you know what I'm saying? Live on Lush Radio, man, and you heard it first from me, you know what I mean? Before I get back into that, man, I want to send a shout-out to the Hitmen. Y'all need to log on to their website. It's a network for people doing their thing, you know what I'm saying? It's www.thehitmen.ning.com. Y'all need to log on to the hitmen.ning.com. And y'all need to log on to their show at www.blogtalkradio.com/thehitmen. DEHITMEN. It's real talk. Sundays at 4:30 Eastern and Tuesday at 8:30 p.m. It's not a game. It's spoken word. Drop your word pieces on there. Spoken word. Do your 1-2 with the Hitman, Son of Man, and Dre the Dawn. Shutting it down, my people. Yeah, Dez, we back in the building with Dez. The princess is in the building of kicks. You know what I'm saying? So let's get into some politics, man. Did you register to vote yet?
Definitely, yes, I did. I'm excited. I'm ready.
Is this the first time you ever voted this year, or have you done it in the past years?
I've done it in the past, but I think definitely this is the one that I've been waiting for. You know what I mean? To definitely go out there and make a positive decision. So I'm looking forward to this one.
Who are you voting for at the polls?
Of course, Obama, all the way. I got a chance, you know, to check out a couple of the things on TV that they had, you know, debates and stuff like that. And I was really inspired by some of the things that he said and how he conducted himself under pressure when people were expecting him to fall apart. But he always came back with something, and I definitely dig that.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is, man. Did you hear about the threats and stuff they had towards him? They were talking about that these two skinheads and something was like, yo, are we going to kill Obama? And this, that, and the third, talking about death threats. Like, come on. If you was going to do that, I don't think it would be wise for you to be talking like that too much.
Yeah, that's reckless. I just think that people, you know, they can't stand to see a strong person out there, you know, dedicated and willing to make change, a positive change. They just rather stick to what they used to, and sometimes sticking to what you used to ain't the best thing, you know. So they don't want to see change. They want the same old shit, the same old things, which basically means nothing's happening and we waiting for a change. So, you know, if they can't protect the president, then they got a problem. You know what I mean? So, you know, they all talk. They ain't going to do nothing. And this man going to keep on doing what he got to do and keep on pushing and making a positive influence in the world. So, definitely.
If you were the president for the day, Des, what would you propose that they do in regards to the economy?
Wow. It's crazy. Basically, I think that they need to look at it from all aspects. Sometimes putting a lot of money out there for people to just spend more money ain't the best thing. They should just focus on what needs to be changed, what needs the most money, whether it's the economy, housing, people being able to take out loans, or stop giving loans to the people that can't afford to pay them loans back. That definitely ain't the way to go. But basically putting more money out into the economy so those good people can afford to go out there and get the house that they need for their family and get the jobs that they need for their family. It's kind of just put more money out there that in turn will turn into more work for the people. You know, just kind of focus on what really needs to be changed and putting a hold on things that could wait a little bit.
Okay. And if you were the president for the day, if you handled the AIG fall down,
well, how would I handle that?
How would you? Would you give them the 85 point something blah 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 million, or would you do the opposite? What would you do?
Wow. Can I just plead the fifth on that so we can move to the next thing? Nah. too much important stuff. Too much serious stuff.
That was. Okay, we can move from that. We can move from that. Just breaking it down a little bit, because I get deep sometimes. I get deep for the people, just to see where everybody's mindset is at. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What it is, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, want to see how people have, you know, their different point of views about, because, you know, the way I think ain't always like everybody else's things, you know what I'm saying?
That is true. Definitely, you just got to be versatile. You got to be able to think about the fun stuff and think about the important stuff, because sometimes we can't play all day.
Mm-hmm. That's real talk. And you definitely ain't playing, Des, for real. You was not playing at all. You was doing your 1-2, and I am so proud of you, sister girl. You was doing your thing, for real, out here. You know,
yeah, I definitely appreciate that.
No, and shout out to Hubby Hub. You're doing a good job, Hubby Hub. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you keep that on lock, because there's plenty of vultures out here that want to get at that. So you better keep that on lock. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? So, Des, man, I wish you much respect on everything that you do. I'm so proud of you, sister. You's doing your thing. Don't stop doing what you do, and you will succeed in everything that you do. So before you get off, can you just tell, like, you have some advice for some of the young ladies coming up that's inspiring to do something like you're doing or just trying to get into the game? What kind of knowledge or seeds you want to drop for them? Can you drop some knowledge for them?
Yeah, definitely. Always do your research. Know what you're getting into. Try to cover, you know, the fun ground of going out there and how you can promote your stuff. But always cover the business aspects. Don't be afraid to go out there and get some books and teach yourself. Sometimes you don't need to always be taught. It's okay to teach yourself. And always take on a mentor, whoever's doing it in a different way, you know, because you can learn from them and you can always go way beyond that. You can always strive to be better than them. You got to be better than your teachers. So, you know, just continue to be motivated, continue to be fire, continue to stay in your own lane and just be you at the end of the day. It ain't about being somebody else. Be comfortable being you. So that's what it's about at the end of the day.
Yo, that right there was the knowledge from Des. And you know what, Des, you know what you get for that? You get claps
for that, dogs. Real talk. So that's the knowledge from Dez. Dez, we wish you much respect in everything that you do. And like I said, you're doing your thing, sister girl. And we looking more forward towards seeing more things from you. We got another caller that just called in real last minute. 718. Oh, 718 kind of dropped the call. I don't know what happened, but they just called in. But all right, all right. But anyway, before you get off, man, give us that MySpace and where we can check you out at, man.
You check me out on myspace.com/flykicks. Check me out on there. I'll be having a website soon, so I'm always posting up new ways to find me in your location, in your area. So, yeah, just that basically stay tuned to me. I'm going to be making moves. And definitely I appreciate the love that I get from you, Lushy Lush, Lush Radio, everybody that checks out my MySpace page and everybody that I encounter, you know, and talk to every day. Definitely thank you for showing me so much love. I appreciate it.
It's nothing, man. It's mi casa, su casa. Mita. That's what it is, man. It's not a game. You know what I'm saying? You always welcome. You part of the fam. You know what I'm saying? That is what it is, man. You know? So, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to holler at you later, man. You know what I'm saying? Do your 1-2. We expect nothing but the best from Dez of Fly Kicks, baby.
Of course.
Later.
All right.
Dez has officially left the building. That was Dez from Fly Kicks, the hottest kicks worldwide, custom made. She's beautiful, talented, and she was doing her 1-2 live on Lush Radio. Because it's not a game, man. I'm always shutting it down, doing my 1-2 each and every Wednesday. Thursday, we shutting it down with the Street Queens. We doing Let's Talk About Sex, Baby. We talking about, do you got to smash them just to get up to the top? And we talking about groupie love. Again, give me some of that groupie love. And we talking about abstinence. And we're talking about bisexuality. We're talking about the real deal, hole and fill. And we're also going to do the Street Queen's Confession. Tell us about your sexual confession. It's going down Thursday with the Street Queens at 8 o'clock, man. It's not a game. We shutting it down. Friday, we doing the Power of the Minds with my male panel, talking about hip-hop, talking about worldwide. And also, Friday, I'm going to have your man, the original, the legendary Special Ed, live in the building, the 31st, shutting it down. Doing our 1-2 is not a game, man. So y'all need to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. It's not a game. I give you nothing but the exclusive. And if ain't nobody tell you they love you today, I love you, man. And it only takes a little bit to do the right thing. We need to love one another, treat one another like we do. You know what I'm saying? Like I would treat you. And remember, not all parts of us are perfect, but some parts of us is excellent. So let's strive for success and try to do the right thing, man. And I'm going to leave y'all off with a couple of commercials. And I love y'all, man. You know, y'all got to log on. And also log on to my networking site, www.lushradiothemovement.ning.com. It's not a game, man. Come on, holler at your girl, man, because I like beans.
I like beans. I like all kinds of beans. I like pintail beans. I like black beans. I like a lot of beans. Sometimes I eat beans and they make me fart, or I eat beans and sometimes doo-doo, but I eat beans. I like Mexican beans. I love American beans. I like beans. Do you like beans? What kind of beans you like? But I do like Lush Radio, and I eat beans. Thank you.
What's up, DMV? You are listening to Industries right here on Lush Radio. Check us out online at www.myspace.com/industries. ENDUHSTRATZ for some of the hottest beats in the metropolitan area. Make sure to hit up our webpage for contact information.
Yeah, we in the building, baby. Prolific Entertainment, live and direct from the Gentlemen's Club. This is Filthy Rich, a.k.a. the Crazy Cracker. Wanna give a shout-out to Lush Radio, the people's voice, blowing up the airwaves. Wanna give a big up to my crew, Knowledge One, Ray Blast from the BX, On Mission to God, Polo the Fur King. If it ain't exclusive, it ain't fashion, baby. My man Lou Diamond, Chef and Heads Up in the Bean. What? My man Doc's from Brooklyn and the whole GGS squad. My man Doc Watson from Tennessee, Georgia, hitting the South with hits. My man Sinister Tons, baby, Brawlic Entertainment. We all fighting, we love ya. Yeah, Lush Radio, we out. One love.
This show has been sponsored by Game Face, man. This is the first lady of Game Face, Lushy Lush, man. Get your Game Face on, man. Holla at Game Face at www.myspace.com/GameFaceLLC. GamePhaceLLC. Man, if you don't got your Game Face on, then you know what I'm saying? I'ma holla at you later. Here's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. Here's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. If you want to see hot stars, you want to see sexy ladies, you want to see Baltimore raw and uncut, man, then you need to holler at Hood Punishers, man. The hottest DVD circulating the Baltimore area, man. Be more stand up. Man, Boots got nothing but the hottest, the realest. If you want to get on, she give you an opportunity to get on, man. Nothing but hot videos. We shutting it down. And let us come to your hood and punish you. Hood Punishers, www.myspace.com, Hood Punishers 176.